This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is setting the stage for what's to be a big procedural vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh this morning so that senators can take a full confirmation vote on Kavanaugh tomorrow. McConnell saying that after Democrats demanded investigations into allegations made against the nominee, those investigations are over.
And what we know now is what we knew at this time a week ago. There is absolutely no corroborating evidence for these allegations.
As jury deliberations continue, Chicago's bracing for possible violent protests when the verdict comes in the trial of a white former Chicago cop charged with murdering a black teen in 2014 by shooting him 16 times. A video of the shootings already sparked past protests, and this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909. Or go to mdtopical.com.
The September jobs report is out, and the unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in decades. Here's John Clemens.
According to Eleni Kara-George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the unemployment rate is now at the lowest level since 1969.
The unemployment rate declined to 3.7% in September, and total non-farm payroll employment increased by 134,000. Job gains occurred in professional and business services, in healthcare, and in transportation and warehousing.
I'm John Clemens.
That 134,000 jobs created fell short of the 180,000 that analysts had predicted. The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to two people for their efforts to end the use of sexual violence as a weapon of war. They're going to a Congolese doctor, Denis Mukwege, and Nadia Murad, a Yazidi Kurdish human rights activist from Iraq. They beat out 300 other nominees, and this is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Despite up and down relations with North Korea lately, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is heading there this weekend. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Rebecca Heinrichs is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. She joined Fox News to talk about what this trip will accomplish.
The thing that Secretary Pompeo has to communicate to Kim Jong-un whenever he goes and visits him very soon is that it doesn't matter if the North Koreans do all of these other nice things that we appreciate. Ultimately, our eye is still on the prize, and that's dismantlement of the nuclear program. And right now the North Koreans, they're going to want the United States to lift sanctions. They want the United States to have a peace accord and to finally put an end to officially to the Korean War.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In Pennsylvania, police say they still don't have a motive for why a man named Jonathan Schmoyer caused a car explosion last week that killed him, his child, and a friend. And this story out of Utah, where Ben and Jackie Belknap have been searching their home for an envelope that had more than $1,000 in cash in it. They'd been saving the money to repay Ben's parents for some University of Utah football tickets. Well, they found the money in the family's shredder. Apparently, their two-year-old son shred the envelope with the money inside in the contraption. Now, the Treasury Department says they might be able to get their money back, but it might take several years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's Bill Martinez live.
When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got a real treat for you. Sheila Walsh is with us. It's been a long time since we had a chance to get together, but this time was good because I got a chance to hear her puppies. She's got three puppies yelling, screaming in the background, going, hey, Bill, where are you, man? We're so good here. We're having a great time in Texas. So it was great. Sheila, always good to be talking to you, and we're going to be talking about Sheila Walsh's new book. It's Okay Not to Be Okay, Moving Forward One Day at a Time. If I can, I want to read the inside jacket here, because this really gives you a sense of Sheila's heart, because she doesn't hold back. I mean, she's always very raw and vulnerable. You always sense that she is, connected to God. And when she's inspired to write something, it's as if it comes from the throne room, if you know what I'm talking about. When Sheila Walsh discovered, I'm not good enough, and I'm good with that, everything started to change. We've all experienced that moment when we wish we could start all over again, right? Failed marriages, lost friends, addictions, lost jobs. This is not the life we imagined. Yesterday can leave us stuck, sad, shamed, scarred, and searching. Sheila wants you to face the pain head on and then start again from right where you are. In this book, It's Okay Not to Be Okay, she helps you overcome the same old rut of struggles and pain by changing the way you think about God, yourself, and your everyday life. She shares practical, doable, daily strategies that'll help you move forward one step at a time, knowing God will never let you down. It's never too late to start again, and there is healing and freedom in just taking the first step. What encouragement, Sheila. I mean, this is awesome. Thank you.
Oh, so great to be back with you again. And the reason my dogs were barking, they're huge fans.
Exactly. Hey, give them some extra kibble or some raw food, whatever it is that they like. Tell them Uncle Bill says, hey, this is on him.
Do.
All right, send me the bill. We got to keep them happy. I love dogs, so that's all great. But, this book, again, which is so much of you, it's your life experience. And this is one of those books you sense that maybe you wrote it in a couple months, but it's that plus a lifetime of experiences.
That's so interesting, Bill. Actually, kind of the genesis of it was I was cleaning out drawers and came across an old photograph of myself when I'm 21 and graduating from seminary. Mm. And I looked at my face, and it's like, I know what I was thinking. I'm ready to just go out there and change the world with Jesus.
Right.
And there were so many things I wish I could have said to her, that she's going to disappoint people and they'll disappoint her, that her heart's going to break, but she'll survive. And that rather than understanding the love of God less, she'll understand it more, because she'll see people not as causes to be saved, but as people to be loved.
Mm. Yes.
And that is the glue, isn't it? I mean, they get us from, you know, glory to glory, because in between are the valleys. The valleys are the shadow of death that we have to get through. And they're just shadows. But, you know, at the time, boy, they're ominous. And you feel like, whoa, this could be the end of it all.
I think there's nothing worse than the feeling of God's not present, that he's not listening. Like, how long, Lord, is it going to be before you answer my prayer? Yeah. And we've all been there. I mean, I went through something like that fairly recently, and it's like, you know, we just think, what else can I do? You know, how many hoops can I jump through so that God will respond quicker? Yeah. And it's, so what I've discovered is that we have faith that's worth fighting for, because Christ thought we were worth dying for. Right. So sometimes our faith gets shaken to the core. But I believe it's a good shaking, because everything that's just things we picked up along the way that we hoped were true fall away. Mm-hmm. And we're left with what is true, and that is God is good, God is sovereign, and God is for us.
You know, I think of the psalmist and David's heart's cry is, Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. You know, and I'll tell you that every time I come across it, and even when I think about it, it chicken skins me. Right? I mean, it just really, wow, you just think, God, you know, I know I can get you. I know you well enough through my life experience. The empirical evidence is so clear that you've always been there, even at those times when I look back and think that you weren't. You've always been there for me.
Yeah, and sometimes it's at our, one of the, like, the different thing about this book, because I've written a lot of books before, and try to let people know, hey, you're not alone if you struggle with depression. You're not alone if you've been diagnosed with mental illness. But I found that so many people writing to me and saying, you know, thank you, I'm so grateful, but what now? I feel kind of stuck. And so I decided to do a whole different kind of thing and write out almost more like a personal journal of how I moved through different places where I was stuck. And the first step, honestly, is daring to have a gut-level, unedited conversation with God.
Amen.
Where you don't say the things you think you're supposed to say, but you actually, like Job or like David or like Jeremiah or like so many millions before us, pour out their disappointment, their anger, their fear. Mm-hmm. And what I've discovered is the more we pour out to God, the more it invites the closeness of his presence.
Exactly. I'm so glad you shared that, Sheila, because that is so important. Because I got to tell you, my prayer life and my relationship with God, I went through those moments. I went through that period of time where I myself had to just, God, can I be real? You know, are you going to, you know, just turn me into a bucket of toast here? But I got to let you know. You know, this is not fun. And just lay it out before the Father. And you know what? He could handle it.
Absolutely. And here's the thing I think, Bill. To the level that we are willing to be gut-level honest with God is an indication of how much we trust him. If he's a small God, we're not going to do it.
Right.
But if we begin to understand the greatness and the mercy of our God, then you're not afraid to share everything that's true.
So why this book? Like you say, it's a bit of a departure from your previous books. Why this book? Why now?
Well, it's interesting because I started working on it 2 years ago. But when I look at our culture, I mean, the book was just released a couple of days ago. But when I look at our culture at the moment, I mean, we're in a mess.
Yeah.
People are so angry with each other and have become so, I mean, it's so polarizing that you just have to say one word that is like a kind of, you know, red flag. And immediately we distance ourselves. We've lost the art of listening to one another. And I think when that invades the church, then we need to take a real look at ourselves. The whole reason that Jesus came is because we are not okay.
Yeah.
And that's why Christ came. I mean, I used to pursue diligently. I pursued perfection, but I don't anymore. Now I pursue Christ, who is perfect.
Well, it's been said that the challenge for the church today is to consider culture up, kingdom down. What it is just to your point, is the culture has come in. It's invaded the church in such a way that it's kind of maybe allowed a softening of God's clear commandments and almost bringing back that echo from the Garden of Eden. Did God really say? I mean, sadly, and this is for each church to really consider on their very own. I'm not trying to make a broad brush statement here by no means, but clearly my observation, and I am very, you know, very honored in my travels to have the opportunity to visit a lot of different churches. And my observation is that we're not as sharp as we should be. We're not the light that God has called us to be. It's a little dim, and that it's at a time when secularized America is looking for the church. They really are, Sheila. According to a Gallup poll here about 18 months ago, that was the number one question that came out loud and clear to me, is that, you know, everyday America was asking that question, where is the church? We got to take a quick break. We'll be back more from with Sheila Walsh right after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
What more could you want?
Back with you, Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Sheila Walsh continues. Her book, It's Okay Not to Be Okay. I want you to read, or I want you to hear what she had to say in terms of her dedication. She says, this book is dedicated with love and admiration to every weary soul who falls down and gets back up over and over again. It's easy to fall. It takes courage to rise up and take the next step. Beautifully said, Sheila. I wanted to get back in terms of our influence. God created, he established the church so that the gates of hell could not prevail against it. And it's as if the church right now, again, I'm careful here. I don't want every, it's like one of those things you make a statement, you say, look at it. If the shoe fits, then go ahead and put it on. But, you know, if it doesn't and you're okay, that's great. But still, you know, the vision that we need to be in alignment with is what God had for the church and for us to be that difference in a world that wants to turn the lights off. Because if we turn the lights off, then we're not seeing what we're doing in the light, and somehow we're fooling ourselves, and we start to see things according to our own eyes.
Yeah, and I think that one of the things that we as a church have forgotten or are not paying as much attention as we need to is that, you know, we look at what's going on in our culture, and we become furious with one another and completely miss out the fact that we are not fighting against flesh and blood. There's a spiritual battle going on across America. And if we as God's children don't recognize that and engage where we need to engage, not on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, but on our knees,
exactly.
And then praying that we would be a light. Because so often, and even when it comes to our own particular beliefs, I find that so many at the moment want to look through Scripture to support our beliefs, as opposed to looking through Scripture to inform how I should believe.
Exactly. Well, 2 Chronicles 7:13-14 has been repeated, it seems, over and over again, almost to the point that I think people miss the point of what it's all about. And this is really, you know, things are a chaos right now. And this is a solution. And the solution lies with God's people, the people who are called by his name. To your point, Sheila, if the people who are called by his name are not coming before him, they're not falling down on their knees and their face to pray, to get in alignment with God, to see the things in our world the way God sees them, there's no repentance. There's no healing of our land. And there's no, you know, coming back to God, not only the church, but those that we're praying for.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not going to listen to just an angry group of people who resemble everything else they see all around them. Mm. You know, we're supposed to, I love what Peter said, always be ready to give a reason for the hope that is within you, which says to me that we should be living lives that raise questions in the minds of other people, that they should come up and say, hey, in the midst of all this chaos, in the midst of everything, why do you seem so at peace? Why
exactly.
Are you still kind and joyful? Then we have the opportunity to give a reason for this hope, that we don't just belong to this earth, that we have a greater God, we have a greater message, we have a greater future.
You know when you're getting there, when somebody says to you, Sheila, I want what you have. What is it that you got?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Right?
That's beautiful.
Yeah. That's the deal. Well, you address for those that are stuck, you know, the first step to moving forward. What is it?
Well, the first step to moving forward is just this. Instead of hiding our problems, you know, sometimes when we get into church, you know, we'll drag our baggage in, we'll drag it home. And we either hide our problems or we pretend we don't have any. And that's where I even invite people to sit down and write God a letter. If you find that easier, just write out everything you feel. And, you know, when you look at the book of Job, you know, where, you know, he was a man who was the godliest man on the earth at that point, and yet his life was decimated. And his friends come up with all the usual answers for why this is happening to him. But at the end, God commends Job as being the only one who lived out a real, authentic relationship with him. So I think that's a challenge for all of us. When we pour out our hearts, we discover, like David said in Psalm 34, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. When you pour out whatever is inside, it leaves more space for grace.
Yeah, and like Job, when your plans are upended, you know, what is your response? You know, what do you do when God wants to show you a better way? And in your mind, you're thinking, I'm okay. You know, dogs are fine. They're being fed. Everybody's happy. God says, I got a better plan.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, you know, I think that's when life falls apart. For me, that's a place where you get a chance to kind of come to grips with what do you really believe. Like, if what you believe only sustains you in all the good seasons. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when David wrote that very first Psalm, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, it's the first thing I learned when I was a child. It's one thing to know the words. It's another thing to know the shepherd.
Exactly.
That when everything else is taken away, that you can lean on him and he will hold you up.
Yeah. And you know the shepherd experientially, you know, when you get to, you live enough life and you realize the shepherd is there with you, you know, bringing you by the still waters, getting you through the valley of the shadow of death, taking you to the banquet table.
Mm-hmm.
And giving you that sense of confidence that all is well and that forever you will be in his presence and, you know, enjoy the land of the living. I mean, it is awesome, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's scriptural to tell God the truth. Psalm 62, verse 8 says, pour your heart out to him, for God is our refuge.
Mm. Well, as you say, God is there. I mean, he will draw near to us if we draw near to him. He knows what's going on anyway. We're not going to surprise him. We're being honest. He's created us wonderfully with all our emotions, and he can handle that. You address three basic fears and how to deal with them in a healthy way, Sheila. Explain to our audience.
Well, you know, so often we're afraid of the what if. You know, maybe you feel like God has maybe called you to step out in some way, or you want to share your faith somewhere. It's just something you believe that it's the right thing to do. But so often we're held back by the what ifs. What if I fail? What if it doesn't work? What if I'm not enough? I spent some time before she died with Elizabeth Elliot, and, you know, you may know that her husband, Jim Elliot, was one of the missionaries that was killed by the Alka Indians. But Elizabeth told me something I didn't know, that on that day on the beach, when the Alka Indians came towards her husband, Jim, and Nate, and the others, Jim had a fully loaded pistol in his back pocket. But they had made a commitment to Christ that they would never shoot an Alka who had never heard the gospel of Jesus.
Mm.
So they could have taken out every single one of those people that day, but they didn't. Instead, they gave their own lives. And their wife, Jim's wife, Elizabeth, stayed on. And she thought, but what if I try to reach them again and they kill me? What if I leave my daughter, Valerie, with no mother? And one of her friends said to her, you know what? Do it afraid. Don't wait till you're not afraid.
Mm.
If you believe that God has laid this on your heart, commit your way to him and step out. Do it afraid.
Wow. What a great story and testimony. Sheila Walsh is with us. Powerful communicator, Bible teacher, best-selling author with more than 5 million books sold. Her latest book, It's Okay Not to Be Okay, Moving Forward One Day at a Time. Sheila, you say, friend, Jesus does not judge us on our past failures. Thank God, huh?
Oh, gosh, absolutely not. I mean, they're gone. I don't care if it was something you did 30 minutes ago. If you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. Clean slate, new beginning, fresh start.
As we wrap things up here, Sheila, you know, what is your prayer that readers take away from this book?
Honestly, my bottom line prayer, and I mean, I shed some tears over this. My bottom line prayer is at the end, people would love Jesus more.
Yeah.
I think we're so involved in religion and stuff and better ways to do worship and fancier lights. And I just want people to fall more in love with Jesus, because the more in love with Jesus we are, the more radically transformed our lives are.
How can our readers connect with you?
Well, actually, this is the last day. Friday is the last day that if they go to if they go to my website and order the book and then go to Amazon, and if they order the book there and then come back to my website for the order number, not only will they get the book, they'll get the free audiobook read by me. They'll get a 40-day devotional journal, and then they'll also get, closer to Christmas, an 8-week Bible study that I'm just finishing up. So it finishes on Friday, but it's just something I wanted to let your listeners know about.
What a giver you are. You're just such a giver. I love that. That's awesome. That's great. Sheila Walsh, her book, It's Okay Not to Be Okay, Moving Forward One Day at a Time. And make sure you take advantage of her special offer. And you've got to move quick on it, okay? Sheila, thank you so much. God bless. Appreciate it.
I love talking to you, Bill. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is setting the stage for what's to be a big procedural vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh this morning so that senators can take a full confirmation vote on Kavanaugh tomorrow. McConnell is saying that after Democrats demanded investigations into allegations made against the nominee, those investigations are over.
And what we know now is what we knew at this time a week ago. There is absolutely no corroborating evidence for these allegations.
As jury deliberations continue, Chicago's bracing for possible violent protests when the verdict comes in the trial of a white former Chicago cop charged with murdering a black teen in 2014 by shooting him 16 times. A video of the shootings already sparked past protests, and this is USA Radio News.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am my soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am my soul on fire. Till I am my soul on fire.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Martinez, live.
Back with the America. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Hey, new word for the day. It's an interesting word, but you'll know and understand more about it in just a moment. Primary axillary hyperhidrosis, okay, have you ever heard that before? Well, it's known as excessive underarm sweating. It's a chronic medical condition that results in sweating beyond what is needed for a normal body regulation. So I guess if that's what you're dealing with, you probably already know about primary axillary hyperhidrosis, and maybe you don't, and maybe you should know about it, okay? So this is what it's all about. The condition affects nearly 10 million people in the United States, with men and women having similar prevalence. People with any form of hydrosis generally produce 4 to 5 times more sweat than average to deal with heat or stress. A significant number of people report that the condition is burdensome and affects nearly all aspects of their life, as you can imagine. Here to talk with us is Dr. Joshua Zeichner. He's with dermatology, with Zeichner Dermatology in New York City, as seen in Allure Magazine and Women's Health. Dr. Zeichner, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. So let's, you know, from the doctor, let's hear it from your voice. What exactly is primary axillary hyperhidrosis and, you know, what causes it?
Yeah, so as you just said, excessive underarm sweating is a huge issue. It affects up to 10 million Americans, and, you know, men and women are equally affected, and it can even start in childhood.
Mm, wow. So it's pretty much equal opportunity then, huh?
Yeah, so it's a huge issue. We don't understand exactly what's going on, but we know that there's overactivity of the nervous system. And as you said, patients who suffer make a lot more sweat than the average person, and they make a lot more sweat than they need to keep their body temperature under control.
Mm-hmm. So we don't know exactly what causes it, right?
Yeah, we really don't know, but we know it has a huge impact on quality of life. Mm-hmm. And up to 85% of patients, you know, report feeling embarrassed. 75% of patients say that it's difficult for them to be in public. And you can imagine if you had a lot of underarm sweating, you'd sweat right through your clothing. You couldn't wear what you wanted to wear. You may not do the activities or have the interpersonal relationships than you would have normally.
Yeah, as you say, and according to this report, 85% report feeling embarrassed, 64% feel judged by others because of their hyperhidrosis. You know, this is like an anchor you're carrying around through your everyday life, right?
Yeah, it's a huge issue, and what I want your listeners to take from this is that this is a medical condition. This is not just a cosmetic issue, and we have a brand new FDA-approved medication to help treat this called Qbrexza.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about Qbrexza.
Yeah, so Qbrexza, and that's spelled Qbrexza, mm-hmm. is a medicated cloth or a towelette, and it's individually wrapped. You can get it by prescription from your dermatologist, and it should be applied once daily to the underarm. Mm-hmm. And what's really important is that after you apply, you need to wash your hands well to get off any excess medication from your fingertips.
Mm-hmm. Now, and I understand that this is for adults and children as well?
Yeah, so what's really great about this medication is that it's approved down to the age of 9 years old. So FDA approved kids and adults, down to 9 years old.
Wow. This has got to be a big help for people who deal with this. Also in this report, it says 61%, and you can only imagine that this would affect their choice in clothing as well, that report that hyperhidrosis influences their choice of clothing.
Oh, sure. I have a lot of patients who come in, and they say they only want to wear black because you really can't see the sweat stains in black. But if you look at some of those colors in the mid-tones, the grays, the light blues, pink, unfortunately, you really can see sweat, you know, staining through those colors.
Now, with the sweat, are they dealing with odor as well?
Yeah, so sweat and odor go hand in hand, but it really is different from every patient. But this drug is not approved for odor. It really is approved for the excessive sweating.
Right, exactly. Also, the survey showed that 75% of the people say that because of the condition, they find it difficult being in public. I can imagine. I mean, you know, you're constantly checking yourself and, you know, your sense of confidence and, I guess peace of being around others in a public location could be greatly affected.
Yeah, it's a huge issue. I mean, could you imagine if you had to give a presentation in front of your peers, you know, at work, or if you're at school, or if you're on a first date, you know, patients feel really self-conscious, and they may not actively pursue the activities that they would otherwise be interested in.
Well, we're visiting with Dr. Joshua Zeichner, board-certified in dermatology and the director of cosmetic and clinical research at Zeichner Dermatology. And Dr. Zeichner, you know, we talked about Qbrexza as being this, you know, being able to apply it to the body, and you apply it once a day. And the cloth, you say, can that cloth be reused, or is it once and done?
Yeah, so this is a one-and-done treatment. Your dermatologist will give you a prescription with a month's supply of these individually packaged tablets. It should be opened up, one swipe under each underarm during the day. then it should be disposed and disposed of. And as I mentioned before, you need to make sure that you wash your hands thoroughly after applying the medication.
Mm-mm. And again, why is this treatment so important?
Yeah, so it's really important that we have good treatments for medical conditions. And underarm sweating affects 10 million Americans. It is a huge medical condition that can impact quality of life. So we need good medications to treat medical conditions and help patients feel as good about themselves as they can.
So anything else that they should be aware of that are dealing with this? I mean, I'm sure, you know, their friends, come alongside and can offer some support, in terms of dealing with this. And they probably already do to a degree. But, of course, knowledge precedes action. And this is some great information. So anything else that they should be aware of?
Yeah, I think that hopefully this will just open up the conversation, because this is not something that people are commonly talking about, you know, with their friends. Maybe their family members will know. But for someone who's suffering from excessive sweating, usually it's something that they're hiding. So I want to bring this to light, make sure that people who are listening who aren't talking about it know that there's a good treatment for it.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this symptomatic? I mean, does this like just, you know, come upon people, or this is something they've been dealing with since birth?
Yeah, so it really depends on the person. For many people who are suffering, it actually starts when they're young, in adolescence, or when they're going through puberty. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we see it in kids even younger than that. But again, it really depends on the person. And these patients are making more sweat than they need to control their body temperature, more sweat than you'd expect them to make in response to emotional stress.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something that we can do about it now.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Joshua Zeichner has been our guest from Zeichner Dermatology in New York City, as seen in Allure Magazine and Women's Health. Dr. Zeichner, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Yeah, so for all your listeners out there, check out the website for this medication, Qbrexza.com. Again, that's spelled Qbrexza. Qbrexza.com, and not only is there information on this new treatment, but there's also a resource to help you locate a board-certified dermatologist in your area.
Well, Dr. Joshua Zeichner, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. There's a place for answers, a place for mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
You come right in. Get to all my brokenness. Get to all my hopelessness.
Intersection of faith and politics. Welcome back, America. I'm Bill Martinez. Hey, by the way, don't forget we're still giving away the DVD, Won't You Be My Neighbor? A little kindness makes a world of difference. Boy, I'll tell you, is that something we could embrace right now, right? This, of course, is the story of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood for over 30 years. Fred Rogers, an unassuming minister, puppeteer, writer, and producer, was beamed daily into homes across America. And it's all captured in this DVD, a great walk down memory lane. It's absolutely precious. You and your family will enjoy this. Friends, a great time to get together and have everybody at the house and watch this movie, Won't You Be My Neighbor? And it can be yours. All you got to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. You know how it works. We put your name in the hopper. Make sure your name, with your name, comes your address so I know where to send it. bill@billmartinezlive.com, just like that. And, hey, you could be the new owner of a new DVD on Fred Rogers' Won't You Be My Neighbor? Well, with all the wackiness, oh my Lord, and the craziness that's been going on politically in our country, boy, I'll tell you, there is a clear divide that is taking, that's taken over here. And I'm sure if it hasn't been brain bruising you, you might even question even some brain damage. And, if politics is getting to you, you've got to remember something, especially people of faith. And that is that Jesus is still on the throne, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And sometimes when we get disconnected and caught up in the culture, I like what Mark Driscoll told me earlier this week. He said, Bill, our goal is to culture up, kingdom down. Think about that. Culture up, kingdom down. But when the culture is coming upon us and drowning us, then, we're not very good for the kingdom in doing what so many of our neighbors would want us to be, and that is to be that godly example. Well, here to talk with us is the author of the book, Jesus and Company, Connecting the Lessons of the Gospel with Today's Business World. Dr. Bruce Hartman joins us right now. Bruce, how you doing? Hello, are you there? Bruce, did we lose him? I'm not hearing Bruce Hartman after that big wind-up and a pitch.
Okay. All right, Brad, I'm going to let you deal with this because we don't have Bruce Hartman with us. Somehow something has happened technically in the technical sphere that we deal with. But let me give you an idea here and hopefully, okay, we do. All right, Dr. Hartman, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Bill.
Okay. Sorry. Every once in a while, a knot gets in the cord, and when that happens, it blocks up everything. You know, the only reason I say that because when I was in broadcasting school, we had to take all these, you know, classes, electrical classes. My dad was an electronic engineer, so he knew about that stuff. But in order for me to get in radio, I needed what the FCC called was a first class ticket. All I knew was the answers. I didn't know the real reason or anything behind it. And so in school, when we would run into problems, they say, okay, we're going to have this troubleshooting class, and you got to figure out what's going on here. Well, the get out of jail card was, oh, there must be a knot in the cord. And so that's why I bring that up. But anyway, Bruce Hartman, an honor to have you with us to talk about, you know, bringing Jesus into this world as hectic and chaotic as it has become. And it's Friday today, and we've got hours ahead of us that is going to really, you know, collide on us. But, you know, in the midst of it all, there is Jesus, right?
That's right. It's the beacon of our life and our responsibility in life.
Well, not only in every day of life, but in your book, Jesus and Company, you talk as it relates to business, because many Christians in the workforce, approximately 120 million Americans, desire to know Jesus more deeply and expand our faith lives. Our vision of Jesus has been skewed by the dogma and polity of our religious institutions, the fringe element of religious thoughts, and a decline in the institutional church. And intrinsically, I believe a lot of Christians are asking the question, and wondering why. I mean, you know, they hear Jesus say, look it, I'm going to the Father, and the Holy Spirit's going to come, and you see all these great things I've done, you're going to do even greater things. Well, a lot of Christians are going, hey, we're not even close. We're not even in the zip code. What's going on? And I don't believe Jesus was lying to us. So where's the disconnect?
Well, I think the disconnect is it's in a number of places. One, you know, the images that we see about Jesus usually come from a fringe that's extreme. I was asked yesterday, I was talking about my book with a gentleman, and he said, are you part of the Christian right? And, you know, I'm not really part of any right or left. I'm more just a Christian, and I'd rather be valued as that. So mm-hmm. Part of it is that. Second, both in the academic world and in our churches, there is a misconception about people that work. I personally believe, and from my experience, you know, which was significant in terms of working in Fortune 500 companies, people are mostly good, Bill. Mm-hmm. You know, 95% of the people that get up in the morning, they just want to go to work and have a good, and do a good job. They're not there to create mayhem and mischief. Mm-hmm. So that was really the reason for writing this book, was to create a bridge between the words of Jesus to the business people from a trusted source.
Right.
And so that was my goal.
Yeah, I found in my corporate experience, Bruce, was that people wanted a fair shot to win. And yeah. And by winning, it wasn't that you were going to win at somebody's expense, but that it would be win-win-win all the way around. There's some other attributes that go along with it, and I've trained on that concept, built sales teams on the whole concept, because after everything is all said and done, as God has shown me, the ultimate that we could hope for is liberty, is that there's absolute freedom to be all that God has called us to be, not necessarily the Marine Corps or anything else, but God himself. And when you think about that, because I had to struggle with that. I mean, God took me through a lesson plan a number of years. And when I got, because I used to say, according to the U.S. Labor Study, they said roughly about 10%. Rough numbers of the U.S. labor force was fulfilled. And I thought that was it. You know, this side of heaven, you know, being fulfilled at what you were doing, which means exercising the giftings and talents that God's blessed you with, having a fair chance to win, and winning more than you're losing. You know, so like if you're a brain surgeon, you're killing out of nine out of 10 people. That's probably not your gig. You got to go find something else, right? So, so at the end of the day, and I'd say, okay, that's what you could hope for. This side of heaven is to be fulfilled. And I, like I said, I trained on that. I preached on it, shared. In fact, one time I was an adjunct professor at Vanguard University in Southern California. And I'm telling the kids, I'm giving them the wind of the pitch. I'm coming down to the conclusion. And right in the middle of my closing, the Holy Spirit interrupts me and says, no, it's not about fulfillment. That's not the ultimate. I felt that God was just downloading this new evidence to me. He says, no, the ultimate is freedom. And I had to tell the kids right there because they knew that I had stopped. I was getting ready to the big crescendo. I said, guys, look, this is fresh. This is a fresh download as direct from heaven as it could be. I usually end this with fulfillment. But God says, no, it's about freedom. And ever since then, I got to tell you, it altered my life and my perspective dramatically. And that's what we're here for. And, you know, the gospel, everything about the gospel message and everything about God and God's love is that we would be liberated, fully liberated, not liberated, you know, like the way we think we're liberated here in this country. And we're finding out we're not quite so. But the way God intends us to be free.
Right. You know, that's a good point. And, you know, one of the ironies about being free is it is in following Christ. And that's really the message of Christ. I couldn't agree with you more, Bill. And Jesus gave us two very simple phrases. Love thy God. Love thy neighbor.
Right.
If all of your actions are supported by doing one of those two things, then you'll never be wrong. And you'll live a sustainable life. You'll live with peace. You'll live with simplicity. It's self-interest and fear that get us in trouble, all of us. It's when we want something or we're fearful of something. And we have all we need in Jesus Christ.
Exactly. Well, I kind of like what Zig Ziglar used to say all the time. He says, look, if you help enough people get what they want, they're going to help you get what you want. And what you're referring here to, Bruce, is that, you know, if we sell ourselves out for others, it is amazing what happens. If we're not interested in getting the credit, but we're elevating and lifting others up. And I have been very opportune in some unique cases to enjoy that in organizations that were real special to me. In fact, I recall them as being the best radio jobs I ever had. In fact, I worked for Salem Communications for 5 years in Los Angeles, and I maintain, and I've had an extensive radio background. The favorite, best workplace environment, the best job I ever had was working for that organization because of that.
Yeah, it is. No, sorry, Bill.
No, I'm fine. Let's go.
So, Bill, yeah, this is a really good point that you're bringing up, because if we're motivated to, you know, motivated by God to be team first and our neighbor as well, then at the end of the day, you're going to look back at that time with joy, and you're going to realize it was sustainable because the group lifted everybody up.
Exactly.
The group were the constant goal.
Yeah, I would tell people, Bruce, that look at, we all know each other's weaknesses. You know, we're human beings. We can see it. And so we don't necessarily have to point it out. But the challenge is that can we be sold out for one another enough to where my weakness against your strength makes me a better manager and my strength against your weakness makes you a better account executive? Therein lies the opportunity. Bruce, we got to have you back because so much of what you write in your book, obviously you can tell we've connected here. You're talking about something that is really core to who Bill Martinez is all about. Jesus and Company, connecting the lessons of the gospel with today's business world. Dr. Bruce Hartman has been our guest. Bruce, a joy to talk to you. Look forward to talking again.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Bill. Look forward to it as well.
You got it. Take care.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. IRSgiveYouAnxiety.com. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow.